Welcome to ApplauseCast. Steve Mara interviews jazz pianist and composer Terry Disley as he tours across the U.S. and Europe with the British New Age jazz group Acoustic Alchemy. Terry Disley has performed and recorded with Bob Dylan, Sir Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Mick Jagger, Brian Wilson, Van Morrison, D.D. Bridgewater, Tom Jones, and Bon Jovi. A valued session musician, he has been recorded on over 30 CDs, featured on soundtracks for movies Beautiful Girls with Matt Dillon and Uma Thurman, The Ref, Showgirls, and Crime Time, along with Mary Unfaithful. His composition, The Beautiful Game, written for Acoustic Alchemy, was a top 10 hit for 16 weeks and resulted in a top 20 placement in the Best Contemporary Jazz Album of 2000 by Billboard Magazine. Join Steve Mara in conversation and on tour with Terry Disley.
Good morning, everybody. This is Steve Mara from the ApplauseCast.
My name's Terry Disley, and I'm currently on tour with Acoustic Alchemy out on the road, and nice to be speaking to Steve from the ApplauseCast. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. So, Terry, I mean, the obvious question for me to ask you is, where are you, where have you been, and where are you going?
Okay, at the moment, we just played at Grants Pass, Oregon, and played there last night at the Rogue Theater, which was very nice. We've had a week in Seattle. We did 9 shows at Jazz Alley in Seattle, and then we went on to Portland, played the Aladdin Theater in Portland. And we're now on our way to Newport Beach to play at the Hyatt down at Newport Beach as part of the Jazz Festival. So it's a big travel day today. I don't even know what road. I was going to go and ask the driver because I can move around with my phone. But we're on the big tour bus and traveling around. We just passed a big mountain, which I think is why we lost a bit of signal. But it's absolutely beautiful. Have you ever been up this part of the world?
Yeah, I have. So I would guess you're going to probably head on to Highway 5. In California.
Yeah, I know we're going to get Sacramento at some point, and then the driver has to stop when he gets to Fresno because it's too much of a drive to do all at once.
Right.
So we're going to hang in Fresno for 6 or 8 hours or so he can get some sleep, and then we travel overnight to Newport Beach.
So how's the tour going?
It's going great, yeah. They've, I played with Alchemy about, probably started with them about 20-odd years ago, you know, and recorded a lot of the early albums. When before it was called smooth jazz, it was like new age jazz and stuff. And there was a few other people like Larry Carlton and Dave Grusin and Bob James were around at the time. And I just came back over the last couple of years to do some special guest appearances with them. So I get featured doing some of my music as well as playing with the band, and it's great fun. So we have a lot of fans that have been following the band for the past 20 years. So it's great, and we get to play some beautiful places. So life's good working with this band, you know.
In terms of the length of the tour, what the next couple of weeks look like for you guys?
This is the second leg of a tour that started a couple of months ago. We took a break, and I went back to San Francisco, which is my hometown these days. Did some gigs in San Francisco, but we did 21 cities in 28 days on the first part of the tour.
How tiring is that? I mean, that sounds like a lot.
You know, yeah, people kind of feel that it could be tiring, but, you know, it's actually... The way that we're accommodated is very nice. You know, everybody's kind of... I used to find touring exhausting when I was younger because basically I didn't look after myself and I'd go out and drink all night, and which is what everybody does when they first start touring. But as you get older, you kind of get to look after yourself and take it a bit easier because, you know, otherwise you're not going to be in good shape when you play the gig the next day. The tour bus is actually... It's a very comfortable tour bus, and we get nice hotels as well. So there's a few overnights, really, you know.
So instead of being a sprint, you're kind of doing more of a marathon with pacing yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting talking about the tour bus. Reading an article recently about just tours in general for the summer, and with the cost of fuel being so
expensive. I know. Did you read that? I read that thing in Rolling Stone.
That's where I read it too.
Yeah, well, it's true because we've been talking about the cost of the fuel is just really becoming inhibitive to everybody for touring. You know, I mean, we're one of the only acts on this sort of format that can actually afford to have a big traditional kind of tour bus with beds on it and a couple of lounges and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, it's getting to be really a pain, you know, with the fuel is just ridiculous at the moment. So,
I mean, we both read the same article that some of the tours was adding up to $90,000 just in.
I know. I was reading about some people go without the air conditioning, or they'll. So there's one band were bicycling from one gig to another, weren't they?
Yeah. Or there was one band on the East Coast of the United States that was doing part of their tour by sailboat.
Right.
What's a typical day like when you're on tour and you have a gig that evening?
Generally what happens is we'll leave the hotel that we've been in around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. We travel. The way it works out is we normally travel for about between 4 and 5, 6 hours to the next place, and we go straight away to the sound check and load in. And with this band, the sound checks are, I mean, some bands don't really bother to do that, but we normally do a little bit of rehearsal and a sound check. So we like to get into the gig at about 3 o'clock, load in all the stuff. For example, like yesterday, you know, I've just bought a new Fender Rhodes that I found in Seattle, an old vintage keyboard, and it needed a bit of repair. So we spent a bit of time repairing that at the gig. And the piano had to be tuned and all this sort of stuff. So there's always things to do, and then you eat a little bit before the gig, play the show, and a lot of cases it's double shows when we play acoustic amphi shows. And then afterwards the party starts, and then probably, for me, it normally winds up about 3 or 4 in the morning. And then it'll start again the next day. And some days, like today, it's a travel day, you know.
So it sounds like you guys are having a good time, obviously.
Oh, it's great. I love it. I actually, you know, whenever the tour finishes, I always find it hard to adjust, you know, when I go home. I love being on the road, actually. I mean, it's gorgeous. I'm looking at a beautiful mountain out the window. I don't know what it's called, but it just looks so fantastic around. It's beautiful.
You know, Terry, one of the things that you might be able to do, since obviously, you know, we communicate online as well, is that if you have any photos that you could send us, we can include along with the podcast.
Absolutely. You know, and people can always visit my sites, because what I do is I have someone who keeps my site updated in San Francisco, so people can always log on to, there's two sites, there's Disley World Live, which is D-I-S-L-E-Y, DisleyWorldLive.com, and there's also TerryDisley.com, and both of those have lots of Acoustic Alchemy photos and tour photos and stuff, so you can go there, and I'll make sure that we send stuff to you too from the tour.
So listen, when you're hanging out in Fresno today or this afternoon for 6 hours, what does the band do for those 6 hours?
You know, I ain't got a clue. I don't even know if I've been to Fresno, but it doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot to do. You know, I was hoping we I've forgotten now where we were initially going to go, but the driver thinks Fresno's going to be better for him. So I don't know. You have to tell me, what is there to do? What's the hot thing to do in Fresno?
Well, Fresno, you use the right adjective. Fresno is going to be very warm. I've seen Aerosmith a couple of times at Fresno, but other than that, I guess I would probably just go to a movie. You know, just hang out.
You know, that's a pretty good idea. I know, like I say, the bus is comfortable. I might get some sleep, catch up on some stage, you know. But we've got an overnight tonight too. So I mean, you know, you want to be tired for that, or else you just stay up all night.
Where are you going after Newport Beach?
After Newport Beach, we're playing the Thornton Winery in Temecula, which is another place I've never been to. But that sounds nice. The winery gigs are generally really, really pretty places to play, you know.
Uh huh.
And then we're playing L.A., we're playing the Catalina Bar and Grill, which is a traditional, like a Blue Note kind of jazz club place. Right. Funny enough, we're going to Racine, Wisconsin to play at the Zoo, which apparently isn't as daft as it sounds, because there is like a big amphitheater there, and they have a jazz series during the summer, so it's actually a proper gig, you know. And then we head off to London to play a week at the Pizza on the Park, which is actually the first time I've played in London for, goodness knows, probably 15 years. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of old buddies there, you know.
So this is truly an international tour, then?
Yes. When I first started playing with them, I used to come over with them to tour around the States. And then I kind of got the bug for being here, so I would always ask people on tour, you know, where's the best place to live in America if you could probably do it? And everyone... invariably, people would say, you know, San Francisco is really cool if you can cut it there. So that's where I currently live.
So, Terry, listen, have a wonderful 8 hours in Fresno. Go see a film And we'll catch up with you next week, and we'll hear about how the rest of your California gigs are going until you before you head off to Wisconsin. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks ever so much, guys. I appreciate you hooking this up for me with ApplauseCast, and I'm looking forward to you doing a good thing there, and I really appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week, then.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
If you'd like to leave us email regarding tonight's podcast, drop us a line at ontheair@applausecast.com. If you'd like to have ApplauseCast produce a podcast for you or your organization, email us at sales@applausecast.com or call us at 650-400-3929. This has been an ApplauseCast production. Thanks for listening.